This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I am Ashish Dev. A child cannot always advocate for itself. Hence, many a times parents and other adults have to step up and advocate for children's needs. Jan Daniels, Youth Development Coordinator for the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana, talks about how you, as a parent, can speak up for your child in different scenarios. On this week's Time to Talk.
To get started, Jan, tell us, what is the definition of child advocacy? What does that mean?
Child advocacy is anyone who speaks out on the best interest of their child or for other children.
And we think about that first in schools, and that's certainly the primary venue that parents are advocating for their kids. But it's not just schools.
It could be an after-school program. It could be a cheerleading squad. It could be a coach that your child is having trouble with that you want to make sure that you're advocating for your child at all times.
So what are some things about that need to speak out for your child, some things that people don't know about advocating?
When we think about advocating, I think the bullying issue comes up quite a bit, and we keep hearing about that nationally. We want to make sure that you're persistent, that you know exactly who do you go to. Start at the top and work your way down, or work at the bottom and start your way up to the top. Never give up. You are your child's best voice.
And what do you say to a parent who is, well, but I'm not a good advocate for myself, or I'm shy, or I'm reserved, or I'm not comfortable doing that? What do you say to that parent?
You can always find someone that will advocate for your child, but you really are your best child's advocate. You know your child. You know what's going on. You know the situation. And if you need help, there are people in our area that will help advocate for your child, but you have to be your child's voice.
And so, okay, there's this problem, and I realize I need to go talk to somebody. I've got to make time in my schedule to do that, and I've got to go do that. What are the best techniques to be using when I'm trying to get, say, a school official's attention about a problem going on in a classroom?
The best technique is persistency. Never give up. If you have to ring that phone numerous times during the day, the best thing you can do is continue being persistent, be consistent, and ask for help. Don't ever stop. You're the only one that can get to the bottom of the problem that needs to be addressed, and you just have to continue calling that person.
And you said a minute ago, start at the top or start at the bottom and work your way up. But which of those is better? Or I guess it's going to be vary on the situation, maybe.
If it has to do with the school, always start with the principal first and then work your way up. Address the problem, see if you can get answers, and if those answers don't come like you think they should or things don't happen, go to the next person, but never stop.
So the next person, in many cases, would be a school board.
Go to the school board office. It may be the school counselor. It could be a teacher there that knows what's going on with your child that can advocate for you.
So if I, as a parent, feel like I need some help in doing something like that, where can I get that help?
At the Children's Coalition, we have a Family Resource Center that would be happy to direct you in any type of questions or help you advocate in a certain way. There's also the local Child Advocacy Center here in Monroe.
Jan Daniels is my guest. She's the Youth Development Coordinator for the Children's Coalition of Northeast Louisiana. Jan, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.